effective follow-up paperwork.
Was it good?
It was good.
Okay, so we're in Rock and how to care for your class. So this is the website, and I've got it over here on the board. I'm Blenda Cox, and our host is Johnny. And my email address is blenda.cox@houstonfirst.org. And we're going to the website that is https://members.hfbc.org.
In your notes, you only have one forward slash.
Oh, well, I will
let you know.
Yep. And no colon. That's good. Good thing you can't click on that link because it wouldn't take you anywhere. So make sure that it matches the one on the board, not the one in the handout. So this is the main page. Up in the top right, you'll see where it says login. And if you look at page, now there's no page numbers. I guess it's 3. You'll see kind of the images of what I'm going through. So I'm going up here to the top right corner to log in.
Identifying people.
It says overview, access to ROC.
Okay.
And so I'm going to click log in. This is also, if you registered online for Midnight Madness, then you have already created a login for ROC. You could either authenticate with Facebook or Google or create a login. And so if you did that online, you've already got a login. I just need the form and then we can connect group tools to it. So I've got my password and my login name. I'm going to click login. And now I'm going to go back up to the top right corner and it now says, hello, Blenda. And so you'll click on that and go to my account. And here, you're on your information. So if we've got incorrect information, bad address, bad email, you can do the update and fix that. Below is also family information. So if you've got family members that need information changed, you can do that too. Your groups are going to be over on the right. You should be able to see the one that you're a leader in and click on that. We're going to go into the test group.
She was commenting on how many I'm in.
I'm sorry?
She was commenting on how many I'm in.
Oh. Okay. We're in.
Well, 'cause they split the boys and the girls.
Identifying people in need of care. And so this is the landing page. You can communicate with the group if the leaders are identified. If this leader list isn't correct, send me a note and let me know that we need to add people or remove people. Some of the reports that can help you identify people that need care, of course you're going to get information from other members that, you know, somebody's in the hospital or somebody just had a baby and the various different things that come through people. One of the things that you can do with these reports, with the missing you over here on the left, is it will give you a list of people and tell you the last time that they've attended.
Oh, wow.
And so it goes back 13 weeks, and then after 13 weeks they drop off the report, so it doesn't go forever, but it does give you a list of names to work with. Any report that's in this grid format has a communication bubble and an Excel export. Okay? The communication bubble, if I click this, whoever's in the list is going to be taken as part of the communication. If I just want to communicate with Jonah, I can select Jonah and then come over here to communication. And it's just going to pull Jonah. Well, it didn't, but it should just pull Jonah. The red means that there are no email addresses on file for these two.
Glenda,
mm-hmm.
Is our username our name or our email address?
Was it one that I assigned? Is it one you set up? Then I don't know. If I set it up, it's going to be first name dot last name.
That's what I'm missing.
And not the email address. But if it's one that you created, then it may very well be your email address. So I'm going to go back. I can go up here to group tools and go back to that page that I was on. I didn't give him the correct information. So another one is class first visit. This will give you a list of people that are first-time visitors. Now, that is after we get the slips in, so probably mid-afternoon on Mondays, you'll be able to use that report. Group roster is a report that gives you some more flexibility. So if I need to send something, the men are having a men's breakfast tomorrow morning and I want to send out a reminder, I can click the filter for mail and click filter, and then it restricts my list. Or I could do it by birthdays and get people for February. And so if I click this, again, it's going to take everybody in the list because I didn't select any. And you can see, again, the two red ones means they have no email address on file. So obviously they won't get an email. In this email, you can do attachments. It's going to use the email address you have on file. And so if you don't want it to use the one that pops in here, you can go back to my account, change it to whatever you want it to do, come back in here, and then it'll use that one. This is a template that we've put in there so that the bottom kind of has a Houston's First look. So it has a more of a uniform look when you send it out, not just a straight text. It's going to drop in the person's first name here. And then this insert text here, please clear that out and type something else in there. That's just simply for instructions. But if you leave everything else, then it's kind of formatted so that it has it'll have a footer on the bottom that has the HFBC information. Of course, you could clear all that out and put your own stuff. It just is your choice. Down at the bottom, you have send communication. So when you've got your message all done. I will tell you, you can add pictures, but if you want to do formatting, like bold fonts and indents and things like that, if you do that in Word, then you can come here and use the icon that says paste from Word. It's the third from the end. And that will keep your formatting. If you do it in here, it doesn't always keep. So if you type it all in here, it may not keep all of that when it sends. Let's go back to my account. Repeat them. Okay, and so those are the reports that you've got. One other one that might be helpful when you're trying to see who needs to be contacted or cared for is this attendance history report at the bottom. It's relatively new. It gives you 10 weeks of patterned attendance, so you can visually see who's been there what week.
Okay.
Now, this one doesn't have an export, but it does give you the contact information.
Look at Linda, she's such a bag.
Okay. And from this main page where we've got the roster, you also have an email roster and an SMS option. The SMS option is only if you have a Twilio number set up. And if you want a Twilio number set up, it's a dollar a month that the church pays.
What is it?
It's part of the budget, huh?
What is it?
It's a Twilio number, so you can text to your group without using your number.
Huh.
It goes through the system and would
all
look
kinds of cool things.
Would look like this.
Oh, yeah.
So it would go, I would send it out and say, hello, Alicia, hope to see you at the car show tonight. She would say, I'll be there. And it comes back to me with an @671. And then when I say, cool, can't wait, I say @671, and it knows to go back to that phone that sent the message. It works really well if you're doing, you know, like large notices, you know, blanket notices. Or smaller groups. So if you're doing a birthday list and you've got 10 people that you're sending birthday things to, this would work really well. If you are sending it to 150 and you want individual responses, this probably isn't the way to go. So it just depends on what you want. But if you want a number, just either let your director or me know and we can get it set up. It's just another option that's there. But until you have the Twilio number set up, the benefit of it is that it doesn't give them your cell phone or reveal their cell phone to you. And so it runs it through another number.
And so as long as there's a cell number identified on their roster, that's what it goes to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I've used for group text is called Group Me.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah.
Go Us.
Yay.
And so there's another one called WhatsApp, but I think they're both free services.
Yeah.
They're good communication tools for group tracking and things. One of the things that you want to do is make sure that you work to build community. And I know that y'all do with your classes, you have game nights and different things. You want to build those connections with each other before there's a need, so that when you have a need, you feel comfortable telling somebody, you know, I've got this problem, or, you know, I've got this test, or pray for me about that.
Yes.
And so using the Group Me or different socials, potlucks, anything that you can bring the group together. One of the people that I talked to while I was putting this together said they use Group Me, and they get people that participate on that for prayer requests and different things, that it's most every day they have something going on in that Group Me. And he said most of those people are not regular attenders, but they're regular participants on that Group Me. And so it still gives you a connection with them. And you know, anytime that you've got something that I use the sample or the example earlier, our mail lady, I don't know if y'all know Patty Wilson. Last summer she fell and broke her hip and had hip replacement surgery. And while she was out and when she went home from the rehab, we were providing meals for her. And so, you know, we've got a lot of people here, so trying to coordinate that, we used something called Meal Train. And you could put all the information that you needed to know, you know, what she liked, what her phone number was, how to contact her, what she wanted you to do, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And then you send out and say, these are the dates, and it's an email that goes out and people can sign up for those different dates. And then when they sign up, they get a reminder the day before that that's going on. Another piece of Meal Train that is free is for potlucks. And so if you're planning a potluck, you can set that up on there and send an invitation out to everybody. And people can, you can say, I want, you know, we need 2 salads and we need 2 main dishes and we need 4 desserts and, you know, whatever you want. But it's a way that you can track and keep in touch with people.
Takes the whole meaning out of potluck.
No, it doesn't. We use Sign Up Genius.
Yeah, works the same. So you know, things like that that you can do to pull people in so that they're part of the community before they have a need. Those are the things that are going to help you when they have a need. You've got relationships. You know, they may have a really close friend that they'll tell something to that they're not going to tell somebody, you know, just the whole class, but it's something that, you know, that they can share or convey, not necessarily give details, but, you know, that, you know, just pray, she's got a prayer request, and, you know, just lift her up, and you don't have to say anything else, but there's somebody in the class that they can talk to. When you've got people that are ill or have, even just when they've had a baby, you know, after a period of time, when you've been confined, regardless of why you're confined, you know, you're get kind of stir crazy. And so having people reach out, besides just maybe the director or just the teacher, you know, encourage the other class members to participate in that. So that group me, you know, you can, there's lots of people, and that person would still be able to be involved in that, even though, you know, they're at home because of surgery, or they're at home because they've got the flu, and, you know, just feel crummy, those kind of things, that they can still be a part of what's going on. There is an option on here on the ROC now that is a request for pastoral care. So if it's something that pastoral care needs to know about, you can go on here and send them a notice to let them know that, you know, somebody's having to have surgery, or they're, you know, lost their job, or whatever might come along.
Okay, because I mean, I know Kellen's mentioned that to me before, but so that's something I can do. I mean, it doesn't have to go through the staff.
Yeah, look at this. It's a simple little form. It says requester, and it has my name. And it says what type, who's the person in need.
Yeah, it just sends an email.
And you can submit yourself.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting.
I'm on it right now, Becky. I'm doing it for you.
Yes, you can put yourself in there.
Okay,
somebody, pay attention to me.
Okay. What are the parameters on that?
On what?
For submitting something to pastoral care. Okay, for example, somebody in our class, their dad passed away. But their dad lives in Oklahoma. You know, not part of the church. They've been a faithful member, but nothing relating to that person's death is going to be anywhere here in Houston. Is that something you would submit to pastoral care, or? I mean, any purpose for that?
I see names on there, on this, the sheet that goes out for, that comes from pastoral care, that are, you know, Becky Green, you know, pray for Becky Green in the loss of, you know, and so, yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay.
I see that on there.
Because I know prayer requests can sometimes become very, like a chain letter.
Right.
You know, my third cousin over in, you know, her daughter is, you know,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It, you know, sometimes.
Well, and I guess there's some level maybe that, you know, if you, there are some that are needs, and, you know, maybe this lady's really struggling, and because her family's in Oklahoma and she's here, she needs that prayer support.
Right.
You know, but if it's the third cousin of the, you know, so-and-so,
yeah,
that, you know, maybe you don't send that one. You just pray for them in class.
I will say on this, for the request for pastoral care, it has three options: hospitalization, nursing home, and homebound.
Well, and we can add to those. And
okay.
So if you come across something that we need to add to it, you can email me and let me know. It's a list. I mean, it's only been there probably 2 months, maybe. And so it's a work in progress. And so I'm sure that list will build over time.
I would think deaths would be included.
Yeah, we probably, yeah. That would be kind of a...
That's a biggie.
Yeah. Yeah, that really should be there. See? That's why I have these classes, so people can help me.
Takes a village.
It does. One of the other things that you can do, that it's not really care necessarily, but I guess it falls into the support kind. If you've got address information or phone number information or email information on these people and what's showing here is incorrect, there's a, if you hover over the name, if you see how it's appearing?
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to change information on this one, I can go here and click edit, or the little pencil, and I get a person data error box. And so this is the person that I need to change the information on, and then you give me the information about what needs to be changed.
So we're not doing it ourselves, we're just letting you know to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when we do that, it automatically sends you an alert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's what I've been doing, is notifying
right.
you that way.
Yes.
But I didn't know, because I also called Candy to make sure that it got there.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't remember.
Well, if we do it correctly, and I think this is set up this way, it should notify me. And when we do it, if we click complete on the email that it sends us, then it should send you one saying that it's complete.
Yeah, I never got an email.
Okay, so we probably just did the work and didn't go back and click the email.
Okay.
But the girls need to be clicking the email so that you get the notification saying that the work was done.
Okay.
Then the X doesn't remove them from the role, but it's a request to move them from the role. Remove them from the role.
Okay, go ahead.
If you know that somebody's attending another class, if you know they're attending another church, they've responded to an email and said, you know, take me off the roll, whatever. If you'll put that information in here, then we'll get that corrected.
So we have a person on a roll who I've requested, Kim's requested, and they're still on the roll.
There is... If they're a church member, we can't take them completely out of Life Bible Study. If they don't have another Life Bible Study, we can't move them off the roll. But Impact should have an outreach Life Bible Study that we could move them to.
They're not a church member.
They're not a church member?
No.
Then we should be able to remove them. So if you want to give me the name...
See, and I've got a couple that are church members that are on our roll, but they're so far removed from our age group, and they have stopped coming completely.
Mm-hmm.
They won't take their name off the church roll because they're needy, and they were a young couple, and we were helping them,
mm-hmm.
and when we put stipulations on it, they quit coming. But there's a 20-year gap. Age gap.
Okay.
So we need to have them put in a class that is their age group.
Okay. If you will...
I submitted that.
Okay. We should be able to do that.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we should be able to put them into the outreach for that ministry.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's my thing. And when we go, when I transfer this stuff into Excel, once I print it into an Excel sheet, it will not let me delete any of the columns.
Okay, I'll show you how to fix that.
Thank you.
So, group roster.
I don't need all that information for some of my group leaders.
I didn't even think about that when I talked about it in the other class. I'll add that into my handout. Okay, so what she's saying is when you go to any of these and they have the Excel export. So if I export this to Excel, it comes up and has a really nice format, right?
Mm-hmm. With 14,
looks looks 14, nice.
14,000 columns.
Yeah, lots of columns. But you can sort by it, and
mm-hmm.
but you can only do whatever it's going to let you do. And so if you want to be able to manipulate the columns the way you want to, if you click in any box down here, see where it comes up with the tool tables? If I click up on here where it says group roster, it goes away. If I click in here, I get tool tables,
mm-hmm.
table tools over the design. And so I'm in Excel under design. I've got one box in the grid selected. And I go over to the left to find convert to range. convert to range is what you're looking for. And you click on that, it's going to say, do you want to convert the table to a normal range? You say yes. And it takes out all those preset boxes. And then if you take out the header for the group, then you're just a regular spreadsheet.
I don't need barcode, I don't need ID numbers. And
yeah, and then you can do whatever you want to do with the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
From there, do you know what to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I just didn't know how to
get it out
rid of what I've been doing for my group leaders is just squeezing them together so that they don't print. You don't see them, they don't print.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's always a workaround.
Yeah, I mean, you can cover a couple of them and do the hide.
Yeah.
You can hide them. But, yeah, to get rid of the preset formatting, that's how you do that.
Okay.
And I'll put that in the handout for the... And probably email those people from the earlier class because that it looks really nice when it goes out. Mm-hmm. But if you're wanting to do more than just use it as...
Well, see, I've got one lady that does birthday cards. All she wants is their birthday and their home address and their name. Yeah, she does all her birthday cards. That's all she needs.
Yeah. Well, and this lets you sort it by birthdays, but you can give them one list and then they can sort it and do whatever they want to with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me go back to the... Okay, so that's all under the... Let's see, we've talked about...
How often do they go through and clean the rolls out? And
we don't. Ever? We don't make any changes unless you submit them to us.
So should we... I mean, there's like 200-something people on our list that are getting emails, and every once in a while I get an email from somebody like, could you please back off?
Yeah, and so if you'll export this list...
Mm-hmm.
And just add a column and say, if they're church members, I need to know that they're not attending, that they've had a bounced email, that they're attending another class, they're attending another church, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they're visitors, just say remove and we'll take them off.
Okay. You need to do some maintenance.
Yeah, and it's just, we're not going to take them off.
Yeah, see, I call 21. The best time that I've found to contact people is Sunday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a hold of 20, well, I called 21 people. I left messages for several.
Yeah, Sunday afternoons usually are a little bit slower for a lot of people. And so, let's see. So we've gone through the pastoral care. Meal training. And I've talked about if they have an event that you're ministering to them for, even if it's just that you're praying for them, you want to follow up with them. You don't want it to be just that one time. They ask for prayer and then that's it. Or they, needed, a ride for a doctor's appointment or something like that. But keep in touch with them, follow up with them. Just how are you doing? Quick text. Doesn't have to take a lot. Doesn't have to be a lot.
So does this, the follow-up, can I have words? Anybody?
Does the follow-up need to be email or text or a card or a phone call?
Is the follow-up reminding me to follow up or...
Well, I was just talking about just in general. Yeah, somebody needs to... follow up on if you know that somebody's been in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but how am I doing this?
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want it to be in the system so that you get notified about it.
Yeah.
I'm back on the main group toolbox page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I'm on the page that says follow up in here.
Yeah.
And the point where it says when you assign another leader a specific task, Rock will email the assignee the details. And so for those assignments, they're going to be under My Interactions. And so if you click on My Interactions, and that's over on the left under the group reports, and then you're at the picture that we were on under follow-up.
Okay.
History will be the activity of what... the user logged in has done. So these are the logs that I've created. Right now I don't have any assignments, but if I want to assign one, see how when I move over interactions across the top, you get the log and assign?
Yes, what the heck?
It's like magic. Where did that come from? I looked at this page and went, I don't know what to do because I wasn't there. And you're like,
yeah. It.
Why did they make that in?
I don't know.
Ask them.
It's the same thing with the X and the edit and the stuff here. Why is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Why can't it be visible, period?
Yeah.
All right, so.
So anyway, what you want to do is to assign somebody a follow-up. You're going to assign that. You're going to click on that. And it's going to bring up.
Oh,
I just put the
you know what?
Images in here.
I have tried this before. When you go to log, it says, hey, you can't view this page.
Mm.
And then, let's see, I think I've tried this before.
Okay, so let me go through.
Okay, sorry.
Let me go through the assign here. Click on assign. Does it give you the same message?
I'm trying right now. Wait, I have to wait for the thing to reappear. Nope. Hey, we can't let you view this page.
Okay.
It's like, yes, this is great.
Well, you're going to be my test case when I go back to the office to figure out why that doesn't show. So, assign interaction. You're going to... So, we've had a person that's had surgery. We've ministered to them. They're now been cleared to go back to work. And so, we want to follow up with, what, a phone call? Okay.
Sure.
And so the action is going to be assigned to who?
Denise.
Becky Green.
It's me. Pass the buck. It'll go bing, 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 bing.
We'll use this Becky Green.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is she naturally get an email? Does it email her? That'll be
well,
hilarious.
I won't save it, but yes, otherwise she'll get an email. She'll be going like, what?
That's hilarious. Oh, no, do it to me. Assign it to me, and I'll get an email, and then I can see what it looks like. Spoonie, S-P-O-O-N-Y.
I don't know. Will it come up?
I think I come up as Spoonie Witherspoon. Or maybe not.
Yeah,
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'll just have a note when you say, call Susie.
And so we'll say Becky is the person.
That's pretty slick.
Okay. And so the individual that you're talking about won't get the email. You should get an email. And so this is...
And it already has the phone number there. So.
Mm-hmm. It'll send all the information. And so then, whatever date, so if you've got a week, say it was.
Mm-hmm. Deadline.
I know, deadlines. They're always closer than they appear.
And you can send this to yourself even? So that you'll get a reminder?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, I need those notes.
Not that I'm fine. Okay, hold on. This is actually really... So I'm a person who requires a certain degree of harassment to get anything done.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start like ding, 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 ding.
It's true. But, you know, the first step to having a problem is knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I already got it. Oh, it's faster than sending an email to your class, I'll tell you that.
I was trying to
think. Okay, it says, hello, an interaction phone call has been assigned to you that has a due date of 1/31/2019. Please click the button below to complete the interaction for Becky Green.
Uh-huh.
Assign interaction.
Give me a call.
Okay.
Interaction assignment.
I can email this to y'all if you want to. This is more detail of what it does. So this is where I put in the assignment.
So when I go, this is classic. You ready?
And does it give you that same...
Sorry. When I click on the thing that I need to interact with it, I get the, hey, yo, you.
Okay, so forward me the email.
Okay.
Because that means the link in there is bad. So this is pretty much what you got in the email, correct? Looks kind of like this?
Yeah, it says, here's the deal. Do this. It says assign interaction. It says interaction assignment for Becky Green. And it says click on it.
And so it gives you the information. It's given a phone number for the person. You can view the interaction. You can log the interaction, which means that you're recording that you made that phone call. Or you can recreate the assignment. So she's not going to be available this weekend. She can't do this. So she's assigning it to Becky, or she's assigning it to Kim or something like that. Okay. So you would be able to reassign that to somebody that could take care of it this weekend.
So when I clicked on view interaction, it just brought me back to my account.
Okay. So
not the interaction itself.
Yeah, the link is not working the way it should.
Giving you all the information here, and then let's see, I'm going to try logging the interaction. I log interaction, it went to the right page.
Okay, so it's just the assign.
And then assign new. Let me go to assign interaction. Huh. Yes, that's some issues. All right, let me see.
And so the log interaction, let me go back to that. You can log an interaction without having an assignment.
Okay.
And so the little telephone.
Mm-hmm.
For all of us in here, I think we're old enough to recognize that as a telephone. There may be people young enough that would go, what is a telephone? That's not a telephone. Anyway, so you're going to use the little phone icon and log an interaction. And so you can just record that, you know, maybe it was an in-person meeting in the hallway and, you know, whatever. But that puts it on their record.
Mm-hmm.
So that when somebody else goes in, they can see that log, see that history on there.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't put it in the phone.
I got a text, it's time for bed. You texted you?
No, I get my own text. It kind of reminds me because there's times when I'm kind of dazed and confused. On a Friday night.
Times?
Yes.
You have to remember whose company you're in.
Yes, I already know. With friends like us, you know what that means.
At least he'll never get out of my hair.
No, we go back a long ways and have lots of fun, don't we?
Okay.
Your turn.
Oh, Lord. Let's not go there.
And so this is what an assignment looks like when it's on, when you've been assigned.
Uh-huh.
And so then if I click on this, it brings up the log screen so I can log that I followed up on that.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually.
That is cool. Gives you a lot of good information on that.
Good grief, I have so many first things open now.
I think that's it. And then, of course, the slips. Our pink slip and our white slip that don't look like pink slip and white slip. The one thing that is new on this is probably the same information you get every year here, but the hyperlink that's there, that is correct, is to the online visitor slip. And so,
what?
You can do one of two things. Over here on the left, I can go to add visitor. But if I'm going from here, keep in mind that you're logged in going from that link. And so it's going to put your information here. So you have to clear that out. If you're going to give an iPad to somebody to fill in, make sure you clear out that information. The other option is to have them just log in, create a login, or just to go to the website. I'm going to log out and go to connect. So I'm not logged in. I'm on connect. and go to visitor card, and
oh.
then it's blank. And so the fields that have the red asterisk have to be filled in, and then you have to click register. That is essentially giving me the same thing that you're giving me on the white paper.
It's just electronically.
So now, is there any way to give it to you and also capture it to give to your people who are going to contact them and say that they're
going to
class?
If you're going to do it on the same day, no, there is not.
Okay.
If you're going to do it, if you're going to do the contact later in the week, then if I log in,
roster later.
Yeah, they'll be on your roster.
Okay.
Or if they're a first-time visitor, they'll be in the first-time visit report.
Now, does
so the class
Chris,
first visit.
Chris has actually asked me about this too, because I know. I think at an earlier time we were going to start doing that, and then we didn't.
We have the tablet. We have access. We have that. We have possession of the tablet.
Okay.
I think really it comes down. Okay, how do I say this? The person in
Richard,
charge of that particular item has to be willing to use the technology in order to get it going.
Okay, well, I think I have decided I am the one in charge of that particular item at this point.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now we're done.
So now that's just for visitors to sign, but there's also a way to do the roles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We can do the role on there as well.
And so you're in the main group page where we started off, where you first land. You can email group leaders. I don't know if I mentioned that. But
yeah, it was cool.
Where it's roster,
mm-hmm.
just to the right of that is attendance. You click on that, and all of your Sundays, all of your history should be there. If for some reason there is not a date there that you want to post attendance for, you can go over to the right and click the plus and add one. But as long as you're trying to do attendance for Sunday, on Sunday or Monday, then you should have a date here. And you can just click on the line or click on the little checkbox and you get your list. And just check off who was there.
This is where we really need to clean our roll sheet up.
Yeah.
Because it would be super easy to do as long as the roll sheet was cleaned
yeah,
up.
Yeah, correct. A transplant.
Hey, it's all of us. We've all let it go. We have not mowed our yard in a while.
Yeah.
The
one
neighborhood
of the
association is sending out letters from the lawyer at this point.
One of the things that you can do on the attendance roll that might be helpful if you're doing electronic
mm-hmm.
visitor cards is to put the person's name, the first visitor, like a first-time visitor or a visitor, put their email or their cell phone or something here, and then this would be accessible by your group on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one option. Otherwise, it will be added into the system probably by midday on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On a really busy day, maybe late Monday afternoon. But the other report that I don't know if I showed you already is the attendance. It's 10 weeks, I think, across there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll give you the...
I think you said 13 weeks.
13? Well, there's a 13. There's a 13-week report, but I think this is 10.
Ah.
This one's 10.
See,
yeah,
I was listening.
Okay. All right.
And I'm confused because...
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Somehow...
Yeah, I'm going to be playing around.
How quick does the attendance get updated?
If you do it off of here,
uh-huh.
immediately.
Yeah, it says electronically.
And what about paper?
Depends. Sunday evening, Monday afternoon, something like that.
Okay. So we did not have class on the 31st. We had class on the 14th. We had class on... We didn't have Sunday on the 20th and 21st. That's weird. Okay.
So,
I was noticing a little hiccup in our attendance.
Find out.
So I had some proud to take it a couple of times.
Again, if you have a survey, if you want to do it online on your phone, you can text or you can fill out a paper survey. Thank you all for coming.
Hey.
Thanks for being.
You're awesome. I don't know how you do this. You're amazing.
It's because it's what I do.
No, that's cute.
Well, you do an amazing job.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Well, thank you.